by the end of this year, we're talking 7 billion people on the planet, and we're stressing the natural systems of the world. We can't keep this up. What it means is that either if human beings don't start controlling their consumption and controlling their growth patterns in the planet, nature will do it for us. And when nature does it, it's called overshoot, and it's not pretty. It means starvation, famine, plagues. It's nasty stuff when nature takes control over this overshoot situation that we're in right now. We either wake up and do it ourselves proactively, or we let nature do it. And when nature does it, it's not pretty.
You're not optimistic.
Well, I call myself the optimistic doomer. You know, it's like I believe that it's doable. You know, when I talk to a crowd of people and I say, like, how many of you think that everything is fine and we can keep going the way we are and, you know, we're not going to, like, hit the wall and run into collapse problems? Not a single person in the crowd raises their hand. Nobody. Then when I say, well, how many think no matter what we do, we're screwed, that no matter what we do, we're going to collapse the system and it's all over, that it's already too late. And, you know, maybe you see like 25% of the people raise their hand. Then I say, how many of you think that we're going to get knocked around really bad, and after we do that, that maybe we stand a chance that we'll force our government to wake up and they'll finally have the clout to actually do what we need to do to make this world sustainable, to change the way we do business? And myself and most of the people in the room raise our hands. Now, the big question is, and that's the million gazillion dollar question, is by the time we've been knocked around that badly to decide that we really have to make changes, is it too late? Have we passed the tipping point? Have we gone over the edge where we're going to go over that cliff no matter what we do? I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that it's worth fighting for, that the future of the world and having a world that's still around for our children and our grandchildren, that's a good fight. That's a good fight that's worth doing, and I believe it's doable. Difficult, but doable. You know, defeating Hitler was not easy. If it was number 10 on the world's priority list, there was no way we would have stopped Hitler. It was number one, and we had gas rationing, and we had people, you know, women going on the assembly lines and the factories, and Roosevelt came to Detroit, and he brought all the guys together after Pearl Harbor, and he got them all in one room, all the big manufacturing guns, and he said, gentlemen, this is a do-or-die situation. You will be behind this war effort 100%. In a year's time, I do not want a single American automobile being made for domestic production. You'll support this war effort 100% because if we don't defeat Hitler, there will be no business. There will be no free market. You will not have jobs. You know, you'll be under the control and under the thumb of a Nazi dictator. Now, in the year, they set goals that everyone thought were totally unachievable, totally unrealistic. Every single one of those goals was met, and in some cases far exceeded. So that's the kind of effort that we're going to need to do on a worldwide basis if we're going to avoid hitting the wall and collapsing the natural systems and being like the deer on St. Matthew's Island, where they went to 6,000 population and 3 years later there was 25 of them left, and 20 years later the last deer died. Now, that's overshoot. That's how nature deals with overpopulation and overconsumption, and that's where we're headed right now.